This is Blood and Firewater, a true crime comedy discussion type podcast. We shoot tequila and we chase it with a case of murder. Just as a disclaimer, this podcast contains mature content not suitable for all ages, so listener's discretion is advised. I am your host, Rashad, and I would like to thank each and every one of you for tuning into the show. We promise not to be insensitive to the victims and respect their families. However, we will poke fun at other persons, places, and things involved with the case. We're not professionals, and we don't pretend to be.
So you're just saying stuff.
It's Mexican Coke, right?
Okay. It's just made with pure cane sugar instead of...
Well, why they gotta do, you know, Americans, not Americans, but why do our fellow Americans gotta do us so wrong? You making us drink the high fructose
corn syrup? No, they don't make you drink it. You just drink it.
They do make us drink
it. No, they don't make you drink it. You can just drink water.
You're telling me if you're in the desert and a Coke machine is the only machine there, you're not going to get anything to drink?
Do I have money in this desert to get, or do I have to break the machine?
Because it's open.
It's open? It's an open machine?
But they're not hot. They're like, you know, they're still being
so chilled. What is the machine plugged up
to? It's like a cooler.
It's a cooler.
Solar power.
Hold on. Where's this cooler been? Like, how?
Who it's put
this
cooler?
Somebody recently put this cooler out
Jesus
here.
Jesus Christ, Rashad. If you're in the desert.
If I'm in a desert and I found a plugged up not Coke plugged machine. Up. It's not plugged up, but the sodas are still cold and the machine is open. So.
Think of like a deep freezer type, all right, you know,
it was a deep freezer in the desert.
A deep freezer type
What
cooler.
Is it plugged up to?
The type that you open. Solar power. Solar power. If Coke is the only thing for you to drink with high fructose corn syrup in the desert.
Yeah.
You're not going to drink it?
Fuck you. From a cooler. No, because how long have I been in the desert?
A while.
A while? Okay. How long is a while? Like a couple days?
A while is long enough for you to go.
Boy, I would like a Coke right now. Like, you have to give me at least, like, I guess maybe.
All right, say you're in the fucking Antarctic, you know?
In the North Antarctic?
Pole. North Pole.
Now it's cold.
You know how Coca-Cola, yeah, the Coke is cold. But you know how Coca-Cola, their mascot is a polar bear. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what if a polar bear?
Why'd you whisper that?
Because copyright, man.
All right.
Okay. So say a polar bear hands you a Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to drink it?
The polar bear hands me a Coke? Mm. Bro, that's pretty dope. I'm
going
to see what else he can hand me besides that Coke. But
he going to hand you your face at the end of the Coke.
I feel like you can drink the water in Antarctica. Can you just not eat snow and be all right? I guess you got to at least boil it, right?
I feel like it'd be safer to eat snow than to drink water.
I feel like I would, if I was in the Antarctic.
I would eat the snow before I drink the water.
I would just boil the snow and then I would have water. I wouldn't have to drink the Coke. So.
Oh my God.
Let's go back to the desert.
I don't want to go back to the desert.
All right. Well, let's go on to what we're supposed to be talking about. Which is that shooting that happened in Atlanta very recently.
It's about to be a shooting in your house.
Okay.
Very soon.
Mm. 8 people were killed when a man opened fire on Tuesday in 3 Atlanta area massage businesses. A suspect was arrested about 150 miles south of Atlanta within hours. 6 of the victims were of Asian descent. The shootings put Asian communities across the United States on high alert and prompted law enforcement officials to increase patrols.
Wait, what happened? Like, I don't know anything.
This is what happened. This article came from the New York Times, so like...
Why? Nothing. I don't know why New York would be worried about Atlanta.
So, it made world news, okay? We're talking... Okay, so this is what happened. The first shooting was reported around 5 p.m. Tuesday at Young's Asian Massage near Acworth, a suburb northwest of Atlanta. 4 people died, and a 5th, a Hispanic man, was injured. At 5:47 p.m., the Atlanta police responded to a report of a robbery at Gold Spa in the northeastern part of the city. The authorities found the bodies of 3 women with gunshot wounds. While they were at the scene, officers received a report of shots fired at the aromatherapy spa across the street, where they found the body of another woman. Around 6:30 p.m., the Cherokee County Sheriff's Office released surveillance images of the suspect, who was wearing a black and red shirt and driving a black SUV outside one of the massage parlors. About 90 minutes later, the Sheriff's Office in Crisp County, Georgia, about 150 miles south of Atlanta, received information that the suspect was traveling south on Interstate 75. Mm-hmm. The driver was arrested without incident.
Mm-hmm.
The suspect, who is white, was identified as Robert Aaron Long, 21, of Woodstock, Georgia.
So, what was his purpose of shooting these? Why would you want to fuck with Asian people anyway? They are the sweetest people ever.
You know what this reminded me of? The Charleston shooting.
The church?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's like same MO, same just race. Let's start a race war.
I mean, 2020 Asians already had to deal with a lot They said it was a China virus. But anyway, why would you? Maybe that's why he did that. Maybe that's why he shot them.
A 9mm gun was found in his vehicle. The authorities said a lawyer from Big Woods Goods, a gun shop in Canton, Georgia, said Mr. Long bought a gun legally from the shop on Tuesday before the shooting.
How old was he?
21, is that, I think?
21?
I think it said. Hold on. Yeah, 21.
Why? So, does he not know that he about to be in jail for, like, the rest of his life? Because it's 4 counts of murder and then attempted murder. Because that other dude was, right, injured, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so he about to get all that. Then on top of that, that's a hate crime.
6 of the 8 victims were Asian women.
Wow, that's a hate crime. That's fucked up.
One was a white woman and one was a white man, according to law official statements. The 4 victims who were killed at 2 spas in Atlanta were identified on Friday morning. They were Soonsi Park, 74, who worked at Gold Spa, who was the oldest, killed on Tuesday.
So what did he shoot them with?
And like, a 9mm.
I don't know that. I don't know guns. I don't know no guns.
That's a relatively small caliber weapon.
So it's like a pistol?
Yeah, it's a pistol.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I thought you meant like a lot. Okay.
Miss Park, 74, who worked at Gold Spa, who was the oldest, killed on Tuesday. She lived in New York before moving to Atlanta. Hyun J. Grant, 51, and a single mother, worked from early morning to late at the Gold Spa to support her 2 sons who needed college tuition. The rent on their home they shared, and, you know, all of the bills for the family. Soonsha Kim, 69, worked at Gold Spa. Young A. Yu, 63, worked at aromatherapy spa and was the last person killed in the shooting. She moved to the U.S. from South Korea in the 1970s with a husband who had been stationed in the Army. The couple had 2 sons and divorced in the 1980s. The police earlier identified 4 other victims. I'm going to just say Miss Tan because there's no way I can pronounce this, and I'm just trying to be respectful. I can spell it for you, but like, I don't feel like that's going to help you at all. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead.
XIAOJIE.
Let me see it.
Oh, okay. That's going to make more sense to you if you just see it.
Yeah, let me see it.
There it is right there. I made it big because you ain't got your glasses on.
Wow. Fuck you. It's Jayoji.
Jayoji?
Jayoji Tan. Jayoji. That's a pretty name. Yep.
49. Was the owner of Young's Asian Massage. She made her patrons feel at home and treated her friends like family, a customer said. Dao Yu Feng, 44, was one of Miss Tan's employees who started working at the spa in the past few months. Delania Ashley Yon, 33, was on a date with her husband. A mother of 2, she had grown up in the area and worked at a Waffle House restaurant. Paul Andre Michaels, 54, who came from a large family, He was a businessman and an Army veteran. He grew up in Detroit and moved to Georgia about 25 years ago. A fifth person, Elsius R. Hernandez Ortiz, 30, was walking past the parlor when he was shot multiple times, according to his family. He remains in critical condition. The suspect has been charged with murder, obviously. 8 counts of murder and 1 count of aggravated assault, and was, you know, being held without bond, according to the Cherokee County Sheriff's Office and the Atlanta Police Department.
So, you didn't answer my question.
What's the question? Why did he do it?
Did he go inside and just, you know...
He had been a customer of 2 of the Atlanta spas that were targeted. The city's deputy police chief said he had previously sought treatment for sex addiction. One of his former roommates at the halfway house said, some shit. Georgia's Asian American population has grown in the recent decades, about 7.6% of residents in Fulton County, which include Atlanta, are Asian descent, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. No matter what Mr. Long's motives was, Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms of Atlanta said the city wanted to provide resources and protection to Asian communities in the aftermath of the shooting. Police departments in several American cities, including New York, Seattle, Houston, and San Francisco, moved this week to increase patrols amid a rise in hate crimes targeting Asian people. Nearly 3,800 hate incidents targeting Asian Americans have been reported nationwide since last March. President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris met with leaders and state lawmakers from the Asian American and Pacific Islanders communities on Friday. Quote, "For all the good that laws can do, we have to change our hearts," Mr. Biden said. "Hate can have no safe harbor in America. It must stop. And it's on all of us together, to make it stop," unquote.
I still...
This is what we don't know. While the authorities continue to investigate the shootings, there is still an outstanding amount of information that remains unknown, including a clear motive. The police said they did not believe that there was a racial motive for the shootings, but had not ruled it out. Neither Georgia nor the Federal Department of Justice have said whether they will seek hate crime charges against the suspect. That's the article from the New York Times. Completely cited. I read it word for word. Sorry, but like, hey.
That's what he looked like?
Yeah.
Oh,
that white
God.
Guy?
Yeah.
He looks like a billy goat.
He looks like he belongs somewhere in the Amish field. Why?
I don't know.
You're 21 already with a sex problem. A sex problem to the point where you're going to spas trying to get them to, I guess...
Love you long time.
Yeah, give him a happy ending. Just shit he's been seeing in porn. He thinks he can act out in real life. And you mad because they don't want to act it out, so you go shoot them? You go kill these people?
Yeah, that's rough. I mean, like... And we're all, like, it was March, so it was just like, you know, what better way to kick off March than a mass shoot?
I hate people.
He bought the guns legally, and I believe, you know, Georgia may look into...
The law change again.
Changing some shit around. However, this isn't a... I don't want to involve politics into this show whatsoever, but we're talking about the true crime that just happened, which is, you know, next door to us. And, you know, I think the gun shop that he bought it from is like an hour away from here. So anyway, so this was a pre-post show. So like this is the episode before or after.
Brought to you by our sponsor.
Not your mamas.
Now back to your regularly scheduled program.
Stay alert, stay alive.
burp, 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 burp.